From that point, the internet is your oyster. Enjoy. Don't blame us for the sketchy things you find. Praise us for the wonderful things you find and make humanity better. This is a podcast. We talk about a topic we don't know anything about for sometimes most of the show and sometimes very little of the show. And then at the end, we find out how close we were to guessing, often not close at all. Recently, we close out with quizzes. Today, it sounds like it's Taco Tuesday. That's it. That's how this all works. Glad you're with us. What?
Who are
you? I'm Gary. Oh, yeah. Thank you. This is what happens when I'm caffeinated, motivated, whatever. I'm Binary Gary, joined as always by my friends, Chris and Allison. They're on the internet too. But go to binaryjazz.us. You can figure out where to get to us from there. I promise. It all works. It's just, it's linked. Hypertexted.
Is this a website thing?
Yeah. Yeah. You open your web browser. Are we www.binaryjazz.us or is it just, I mean, probably, does that actually work? Is it www?
Yes. It should.
I was going to ask.
Without?
If it's a setting or if there's something, because when I log into the site now, Query Monitor is like large and in charge. like it's not just like the little thing at the top. It like comes up with a big bar at the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a big bar at the bottom now. It shouldn't
there
be.
There was an update.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you should be able to close the thing at the bottom.
Okay. I just wanted to double check before I did, because I was like, I don't know, maybe one of them was in here checking the topic like what I'm doing to make sure you haven't actually brought the topic to the table before.
Oh, we would never do that. We would never look.
So there's an Ajax warning.
Yes.
Is that new?
I don't know. Probably. Maybe. Okay.
Is that from like a core file though?
Oh, is it? I didn't look that far. I just saw that big red thing.
PHP stop sign. Errors were triggered during an Ajax request.
Anyway, this is
we should totally debug this on the show. That is the absolute correct thing to do right now.
Let me tell you a dumb thing I did yesterday.
Ooh.
I don't know. Have I talked about? Oh my gosh, this is so nerdy. I'm going to try and take the nerd out as much as possible. I promise. I don't want people tuning out already. So every Thursday we have a testing hangout where we show up and we run all the tests that we have written on our projects, and then we add new tests, and it's like a group programming session. And it's fantastic because for so many years I've talked about writing more tests, but actually having to do it, and generally, like, you know, most of the time I have to lead it, so I have to have some semblance of a concept of what the heck we're going to test and how we're going to do it, blah blah blah. It's good for me. It's like working out. I need to have like a, maybe that's why people do workout groups. It's like that peer pressure thing. Anyway, so yesterday, I didn't really have an agenda, but I've been using Brain Monkey and Mockery to mock unit. I'm going to stay away from this nerd stuff. And so I was like, maybe I should just talk about how that works, Brain Monkey and Mockery and all that. So like 45 minutes later, after we started, I'm like, I think we're out of time to write tests today. Is there anything else we should cover? And so then we talked about some of the finer points of object-oriented architecture, but 45 minutes going through mock tests and showing how I was using tests to refactor this 1400-line class into something mere humans could understand. I still don't understand it. So.
I was going to say, I was just like, this mere human is just adrift in her own freelance, no tests world.
I instead of doing software like unit tests, I've been doing a thing where I was doing manual tests in trying a million different variations of website URLs for creating a new site in various ways of because certain things break and certain things don't. And certain things break in one way and not in another way. And some things should break, but other things should not break. And some things shouldn't be possible, but other things should be. And so like I was going through, I think I counted at last count. Well, there's over 20. I think there's like 17 the day before yesterday, and then they added more variations yesterday. So I think there's at least 20 different variations.
Have you dabbled with the idea of like an E2E suite, like Cypress or something, to just like write these rules, hit the URLs, oh, sure, and validate?
We've definitely, it's definitely a thought that we've had, but we don't have, I mean, the problem is we don't have a framework in place for, I mean, we've got PHP unit and that's it. And we are planning on having more, but that's.
Oh yeah. You all are PHP unit. I'm happy about that actually, because I won't have to rewrite tests. The tests are right now. We'll just transfer. Fantastic. Cypress has been,
but yeah, we're talking,
I'm
about,
sorry. I'm sorry. No one cares.
Yeah, no one cares. I care.
Cypress is good. You write in JavaScript like rules for people to test things, like tests, and then you can check like, hey, when I click on this thing, did I go to the page I thought I was going to? Yes. So that means like you don't even actually have to have it running locally. Like you could set up like a dev instance of the site and have Cypress test this like siloed version of the site that's just fine and not on your computer, and it makes it very accessible. Easy to start writing tests.
Important takeaway here is that you do something nerdy on Thursdays. Chris does something nerdy on Thursdays with D&D, and I need to find
a nerdy Thursday.
An equally
nerdy Thursday.
That's fair.
Because I'm just adrift again, or maybe I'm not, and I just don't classify what I'm doing as nerdy.
What do you do on Thursday? What is your?
I don't
do
anything anymore.
You need a Thursday ritual. A Thursday ritual that you can be nerdy about. It doesn't even need to be nerdy to begin with.
I used to talk to Danette every Thursday, but we fell off the wagon.
That's not very nerdy.
No, well, I mean, yeah.
Have you met Danette?
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I haven't seen her in like, I don't know, months, but.
Yeah.
Almost a year at this point.
When you talked to her, like, was it just audio or was it like a Zoom or a video or some kind of hangout?
Just like FaceTime or Zoom.
Yeah, that's a thing. FaceTime. That's the one I was thinking of.
But she's on a social media sabbatical right now.
Oh, is FaceTime social media?
No. Okay. We just have fallen off the wagon. Have either of you ever contemplated just going off social media entirely?
I've contemplated. Yeah.
And I've done it from time to time. Like I have disappeared from Twitter for times. Sometimes I announce it, sometimes I don't.
Do you feel like it benefits you, or just as it's like a buffet? Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
I get lonely. Yeah. Is that silly? That's silly. I get lonely.
That's not silly. The problem is that much of Twitter is a cesspit of horrible, but I mean, when it is a cesspit of horrible, then you just need to like unfollow a shit ton of people and follow the right people.
Yeah,
that's the truth. And that's so easy to do. Like I have that's been my thing now recently. I'm like, echo chamber be damned. Like you're a jerk, unfollowed, boom.
Oh, yeah. I've muted and blocked so many people. Blocking people, oh, there are a bunch of people in the WordPress community I've just blocked and I'm like, I feel great about this.
We should have a dark show where we talk trash about
because nobody listens.
All the celebrities, yeah. That one was driving me absolutely bonkers today. I should block and not unfollow. That would be more effective, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I prefer it because then they just don't show up in my feed. If someone else likes something that they've done, I don't have to deal with it. I also am like a strong, I don't know, like mute certain words. It's great. Like, I muted certain sports hashtags that I'm like, I don't care about the Packers. I just don't.
For Valentine's Day, I bought Rhonda a tweet on a cup, and it's like Trump's account not found. So pretty excited about that.
That actually, on a coffee mug. There was a,
because that cracks me up. Like, we've been doing that thing where we're like, oh, did you see this? And you send a link and it's not there because the account's closed.
Yeah, someone made a.
Yeah, so, damn right, I'm petty.
Someone made a Zoom background of yes. Trump's page, Twitter page, not found. And I, it's one of those things where I tried to send it from my phone to my computer and I'm not sure it actually arrived.
It's still in the ether.
Yeah.
Give it a minute.
Oh, dang. Took me too long to put together two and two, ether and ethernet.
You're just catching up to the 20th century, Gary?
Slow down, y'all.
Yeah.
Slow down. Oh.
I'm just going to let it sink in a little bit further.
It's like a bruise. It's just like, it's going to hurt tomorrow.
So I guess this is the point where I normally bring in the topic.
But today you don't have a topic, so we...
Oh, I do. I actually do.
I'm gonna google the word ether.
I'm not excited about my list that I've been going from for my topics. Like, I feel like I just need a complete refresh, but that's scary because then I won't have anything on a list anymore. Anyway, the topic for today is eutrophication.
Eutrophication.
Clearly, this is a science topic.
eutrophication.
Whoa, slow down there, cowboy.
Spell it like
eutrophication.
C-A-T-I-O-N.
Yes.
Eutrophication. Cool.
Well, utro is what we do at the end.
This isn't fun. This is just a word.
No, I think it's good.
I'm having a binary jazz life crisis.
This is, well, at the end of the show, we always have a utro. It means like leaving, like outro.
Utro. Yeah. So we have to eutrophicate the show.
Yeah. Eutrophication is how the show ends. It's often kind of mid-sentence.
Like a pre-postmortem.
That actually, yeah, I was thinking like things with EU in the beginning of the words are often having to do with like people. So it's some sort of a trophication of people. If we could just figure out the trophication, people trophies. It's when you turn a person, a physical person, into a trophy, like through some sort of maybe like a carbon freezing scenario, or like in Game of Thrones, you pour molten gold over them, perhaps. And then they just become.
Cheaper metal.
Well, it would be it's a trophy. It's supposed to be, you know, a special. So then they just become a trophy, a people trophy.
I'm thinking about all the trophies. Oh my!
Like
God.
That, exactly like that is a small person trophy.
That's a pedestal.
Well, it's a person. Person turned into a trophy.
Also, Gary, tell us the story of that. Why there?
It came with the house. That's really? The whole story. Yeah, when we moved in, it was hanging on a wall, like upstairs here. This upstairs was not used by the previous owners. Like, it was like, oh, cool, clear the cobwebs and stuff. So eventually there will be, I've done a lot of insulation on the walls and the ceiling up here. But eventually you'll see like the wall color is going to change and we're going to you know, put board and batten up, it's going to look a lot different. So that nasty maroon color will be gone, and whatever this green is that doesn't match that green down there.
For those of you that are listening, Gary is pointing to the walls, the color. True. And before that, he brought out a large, almost human-sized pedestal or trophy.
I think it's Zeus.
Looking,
I think it's Zeus holding a pedestal.
Yeah.
That's not usually Zeus's MO, though. Like, yeah. Is it like Atlas holding the world?
Looks very Greek to me. Is Atlas Greek? I don't know.
All I know about Atlas is that he shrugs.
Yeah. There are a few. We've been looking at house listings. There have been a few where I'm like, oh, I hope that statue comes with the house. Like, I hope that they leave that behind for just chuckles.
So it was actually, yeah, I don't know what I want to do with it, but I want to put it somewhere prominent and put something stupid on top of it. Mm-hmm. You know, like
an entire WordPress.
Like, I was thinking like it'd be nice for it to be holding like a router. Very symbolic, like
this is where we keep the internet. This is where the internet lives.
Yeah. Oh yeah, duh, no brainer. I guess the internet's going up on it.
I was thinking, so it was either that or like some sort of book that looks old and like magnificent but is really like
it's the instruction manual for my microwave.
Yeah. This is where my stack of D&D books goes. Okay, Gary doesn't have one of those.
Not yet.
Well, I could put my stack there. It would be empty, but I could put them there.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I should do with it is I should put it right here and put the camera on top of it so I'm looking at it. Webcam.
Would it be the right height?
Probably not. Not even close. No, I'd be like.
You should put it in your background, though, so it's just like right.
Yeah, I think it needs to be visible. I think it needs to be visible over your right shoulder.
I do have one crazy idea. So that stairwell is extremely dark, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put a light on that wall, but I was thinking it'd be fun to put it there and have just like a light bulb, like with a wire, like it's just holding up this like light that's just hanging, like sitting there. It would look pretty cool.
Yeah.
And like maybe like even have the wire like hanging off. So it's just like, oh, we had a light bulb there, but we needed to plug it. We need to like hold it up with something. So just Zeus is holding it up.
What's the weirdest thing in your backdrop, but you really don't have much. But now it's out of sight.
Well, when I first moved in, this bookshelf back here was 90 degrees behind me. And so before I moved on the wall, because I was trying to like separate the space out to make it feel more like a room. On top of it are all sorts of weird things. I have a Monopoly money gun. There's a MIDI keyboard. There's a silly little accordion. 120 board games. Or so. Yeah.
Only 120?
Maybe a few more. Maybe a few more. Many that we haven't played, just to blow the dust off. We should perhaps leave them when we leave here.
I think at last count we had somewhere in the range of like 180.
Wow.
But I mean there's and I've got a stack of them. I've got a stack of them next to me because we're trying to get rid of some of the ones that we don't play.
Have you all heard of
20 or something?
You're like I can't even get the sentence together. Hold on. I need a break.
Use your words.
Wait until this comes out and you'll be completely underwhelmed as to why I had trouble putting this thought together. Like, what? Really?
It's the eutrophication of your brain.
That's what it is.
Your brain is eutrophicating. Yeah, that's going
to
help.
I was reminded as I picked up my coffee mug and saw the logo for the company I used to work at. Yesterday, I was wondering like, hey, where do people go to do like on-demand printed items, t-shirts, coffee mugs, etc. So I asked some friends at Modern Tribe and they were like, oh, we use Printful or something like that. Doesn't matter what it is. We use something. And so I went to the something they use.
So we're advertising for something today, our sponsors today.
If you head over to something.
Something that prints on-demand stuff.
You know, t-shirts with company logos. Like this shirt came from Printful. Apparently I'm still just stomping for Modern Tribe here.
Just a shill.
I am a shill, absolutely. Go.
I've got two articles of clothing that both have the same company logo on them, so.
Yeah.
It's me. I'm the odd one out again. I need to ramp up my own branding.
Allison's like, check out my Pepsi logo shirt. What? Okay. So I went to a Printful and one of the examples they were like, it was like, how does it work? So I clicked on how does it work. And step one was, I don't know. Step two was Gary from the United States visits your website. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, this is creepy. Like, how do they know my name? And so I went back and asked people to verify, like, this isn't showing your name, right? Like, this is just like a weird coincidence. I was wigging out. And they were like, yeah, it's just a weird coincidence. Like, okay. So then my blood pressure came back down. And then I made a coffee mug with myself, like my face, just all over the coffee mug. And I should share that so that we can.
And that's your, and that's going to be, that's gonna, you're saving that for your anniversary gift for Rhonda. Just a coffee mug with her face on it.
No. No, I will not do that. But I, anyway,
I hope it's like a really unflattering picture so that it just like the stuff of nightmare sort of thing, just like a continuous stream of like face connected to face wrapped around the coffee mug in this like horrible, like, you know,
I'm looking for it right now.
Chris is getting for his birthday next year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of jealous. So, you know, on the topic of D&D, not my D&D, but on the topic of D&D generally, on Critical Role, one of the actors, players
that's on the, dumb, actually.
That's on the show frequently wears a t-shirt that has an unflattering picture, usually of the DM. But he's done it of other members of the cast as well. Just like, and oftentimes he'll do it. It's like in sort of an all over print. So the entire front of the t-shirt is just somebody's face, and it's never good.
Yeah,
I would hate that so much.
So that's sort of what I'm envisioning, is just like something that's like, you know, and then just like just huge and. Awful.
Would you be surprised if I were to tell you that it was a picture of me wearing a space helmet?
No, not at all. No. Like, yeah. I'm surprised you're not wearing the space helmet.
That is probably the least surprising thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was.
Okay.
But they do this thing where they like show the 3D renders, like, oh, sitting in front of a fir tree or something. I don't know. On a cutting board. I don't know. So I have a bunch of 3D renders of my head wrapping around an 11 ounce and 15 ounce mug. There you go.
So when you were initially investigating this, did you have a purpose or it was just curiosity?
Who's to say? I don't know. I was waiting for the test call to start because I was kind of like thinking, it'd be really nice if I had a hat, my current company's logo on it, because my hair is getting long to throw on before this call. And I don't. And where could I get one? And that led.
Yeah.
But I have the logo and I'm not going to order a hat with that on it. I just, you know, was kind of daydreaming and asked people, hey, where do you do this? And they said, here, Gary, in the United States.
So the other thing that this person, the same person does is he has this Inception shirt where he wore a shirt that has himself on it, making a face. And then the next time he wore that shirt and took a picture of himself in that shirt and then put that on a shirt. So now it's an Inception doing the same face. And then just continually doing it. And so it's like 20 iterations now. And he like alternates the color of the shirt. So it goes like from white to black to white to black to white to black. So you can sort of see this, like, it's, yeah.
And now he owns all of those shirts.
Yeah, he said he has said on the show that he doesn't even know how many t-shirts that he owns that are just stupid. But it's yeah.
Oh, it's so worth it.
You can't donate that. Like, no one's going to be like, oh, look at this cool. No.
I mean, someone, maybe, I mean, like if it was free and you didn't have a shirt, then maybe you would wear it.
Eutrophication is a form of Bitcoin.
Oh yeah. The eutrophication coin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that's creeping up behind Doge.
Yep.
Get your I don't know how to talk about Bitcoin.
That was going to be my follow-up question. I was like, gonna explore this a little.
I was going to be like, get your something on, but I don't know how to like hold or bye. I don't know.
Oh, we were gonna have a
diamond in hand symbol.
Yeah.
Exclamation point rocket to the moon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
What stocks are you buying this week, Chris?
I don't know. None. I watched another thing about GameStop. I'm like,
But I had my fun last
week. That ship has sailed.
Yeah, I've definitely had my fun with it. And now I just am back to investing in very
I have been seeing lots of stuff about ETFs Doge, continuing to see stuff about Doge. And I did have half a mind to like just buy some Doge just for stupidity's sake. But like, I don't know, it's dumb. Like,
it is dumb. I also feel like it's worth
it's never gonna get to a dollar. It's never gonna get anything bigger. It's just a stupid thing that stupid people on the stupid internet are stupidly making stupid.
God bless the internet. Or something. I think we would be remiss if we didn't remark about Bitcoin in general and the environmental disaster that Bitcoin mining is, and encourage people to get out of that. And if you're going to buy fake things, buy stocks.
So once upon a time,
stocks sometimes are from companies that occasionally employ humans.
Once upon a time.
Although that's less and less common. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting.
Several computers ago, when I had a server, when I had my own server, I don't think I minded on, maybe I did, I don't remember. Once upon a time, I had, when Bitcoin was just getting stupid, and stupid enough that it hadn't, stupid enough that you could still mine it, but it was not worthwhile. It was like past the time when it was like you could actually mine something and get something out of it, really. I had downloaded and used a Bitcoin mining software and got like the crypto key and whatever. And I ran it for, I don't know, maybe a month. And so there was something, and it was like a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a cent or something worth of Bitcoin. And I often think about that, especially now, because I have no idea where that key is. None. It's gone. It's poofed.
Yeah.
It was there on that computer in that program. I didn't put it anywhere. It's gone. I have no idea how much, like what the value of whatever I mined like 10 years ago, 15 years ago was. And I will never know what the value was because I never put it into something smart like Coinbase or anything. I never like, cause I didn't have the thing. I didn't have the encryption key or whatever. It's gone. So I did log into Coinbase recently. It was dumb to log into Coinbase too, because I knew that I didn't do anything smart like that. I'm pretty sure I put it somewhere.
Somewhere else.
But no idea where.
Maybe this will be like something that you stumble upon when you're like retired.
Oh, it'll never be something I stumble upon. It is gone. It is in the ether.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But maybe not. It's fine.
It's just one of those things that I'm going to think about whenever people are talking about cryptocurrency, and whenever cryptocurrency becomes like a thing that is going crazy all over, it's going to be one of those things where I'm like, I had some, I mined a tiny bit for like a month, and there's some, and there's probably value associated with that at this point. No idea how much it is. And it's just gone.
It's definitely your version of like, I could have invested in Microsoft at X amount. Like,
I mean, by the time I was even doing that, Bitcoin was like stupid to buy. Like you couldn't buy a Bitcoin at, you know, like it was already like, so like it wasn't the thing that like I was going to like buy a Bitcoin or put money into Bitcoin because it was just too expensive. So it was something like, sure, I'll do this thing that like runs in the background that I don't need to think about, and like, you know, maybe it'll turn into something eventually.
Do you remember SETI at home?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember like when I was in college, I feel like every Best Buy or whatever store you went into had like SETI at home screensavers, because that was the cool thing to do. And it had beautiful visualizations for the time. And now that satellite array is broken, dead.
So, eutrophication.
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 Was it really close?
A little. No, not at all.
It's not the entrophication. It's not the trophication of human beings.
No.
Not quite.
Unless your version of a trophy is weird.
I mean, like, carbon freezing and encased in gold, molten gold is not weird. I think it's pretty weird.
Molten gold. Yeah. I'm going to give you the root. It's from the Greek eutrophos, which means well nourished.
Okay.
It's the process by which a body of water is like too enriched, overly enriched with minerals and nutrients. And so it induces a lot of algae.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like bad algae?
It's good for the algae itself, but it disrupts like the circle of life. So it disrupts the hierarchy, so it can suffocate things that are like lower in the,
because we have a number of lakes that have like nasty, like toxic algae growing on them because of reasons that I don't understand. So I was just wondering if those were affected.
Pollution, Chris. Eutrophication. Pollution.
Well, and it also just like blocks out and depletes the oxygen in the water. And so it kind of just disrupts the whole.
Does that not kill the algae then?
No, because it's.
Oh. Did algae just freeze for you too?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You said, oh, because it's. And then came back.
And like, then Gary said, oh.
Because it's on the top.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I don't know anything about algae.
I don't know. I'll post some links and you can really dive in.
Yeah, deep dive. We've got some feedback. It's not good. Well, one of them is interesting.
It's Taco Tuesday.
One of them is actually a little bit excited about. One of them I didn't see come in, and that's the most recent. It's from Christina Hodgkinson, and she says, hello, you need fast proxy servers. Hello.
Why did she say it like that?
Hello, space, all caps, you need fast proxy servers? ? Check it out, this anonymous and private proxy servers --, HTTP and SOX5 proxy supported --. I guess this is supposed to be like a bullet. IP authentication, password authentication are available. More info here. Bit.ly
link. We got real feedback.
Thanks.
Yeah, give me that. Give me that URL.
No, don't even go. Don't even.
Okay.
So that one's I shouldn't even trash it out of spam. Okay. The next one is from Connek.
Spell that?
K-A-N-E-K. Connek.
Why did you say it like that? Like I asked you to spell because I couldn't guess. I don't know.
And obviously this is not like this is sent without any understanding of what the show is, but it's still interesting and far better than any spam that we've gotten. It says, hello, the music album El Murcielago by Serpiente Negra Ensemble is now available on Bandcamp, in quotations, music platform, https://serpientenegra.bandcamp.com/album/El Murcielago. Murcielago. Expecting this release may be of interest, we attach a press pack and link to download the album to this message. If you encounter any inconvenience, let me know. Here's the Bandcamp link. Wishing you the best for the year that begins. Greetings from Morelia, Mexico.
Are either one of you spies?
Ballesteros, B, a.k.a. S-N-E. I don't know.
I love the phrasing of like greeting, like best of whatever from a year that begins.
Wishing you the best for the year that begins. Greetings from Aurelia. Yeah. So this is an actual like download link for.
I feel like this is like a drop for spies, that the album actually contains like encrypted information. So I'm pretty sure one of you is a spy.
No, it's an
actual. Or maybe I am and I don't know
that
it.
Show Spycraft.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm totally gonna go there. I'm interested. It's probably like Mexican jazz or maybe Mexican. I don't even care. It doesn't even matter. It could be. I really hope it's Banda though. Like,
which post did they respond to? The playlist post?
No, they just sent it into the email, the contact form. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Was that the negative one? What was the negative
one? No, the negative one was the stupid proxy thing. This is the awesome one.
Oh, I thought the negative one was going to be like, hey, you jerks.
Nah, we don't get those. We don't get anything from people that actually listen.
Oh, we would love real jerks. Bad.
You need proxies. Oh.
Copy and paste. I bet that this yum doesn't even have a, you need to enter a code. They didn't give us the code.
Oh no!
Yeah,
no.
Latin jazz fusion.
Hello, this is why I'm asking if you're spies.
But it doesn't matter.
Nobody will directly answer the question. I feel like you're dodging it.
I will.
My
go.
Two spy recommendations are Spycraft on Netflix as a series, and then also Lupin, which is a French show, but it has English subtitles. It also is dubbed, but I prefer subtitles. And that's also about a
It's got a luchador in the cover.
Situation.
Hold on.
We have a luchador with a WP mask, a WordPress mask that is our bot that tells us things.
I just want to share.
Yes, we do.
We're not part of the we you're talking about, so we can't answer.
Music.
No, in our Slack channel, in DevOps.
Oh, in our Slack channel. I thought you were talking about your work Slack channel. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, the binary jazz alert is.
Can this be our outro?
Can we use part of this as show music this week?
Probably not. Possible?
What if you... Never mind, that's too much work. I'm just saying, we have a fantastic luchador. This is actually good.
That's what I'm saying. I'm excited about this one.
Yeah.
All right, that's more than that. We're gonna have to pay royalties.
Were you counting?
Sort of. Serpiente Negra Ensemble.
Maybe they saw the luchador mask in our bot. And we're like,
Murcielago.
Here are people of culture.
I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't speak Spanish. It is only.
But you speak Italian, so if you do it with that accent,
I know it's the wrong accent though. It's the wrong one. It's not close.
It's gotta be close.
It's not close. You go there. It's only 60 Mexican dollars. I don't know what that
what is that into.
I have no idea.
What is that in eutrophication coin?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's probably a million Doge, though. So maybe
that is three United States dollars.
Excellent. Three United States dollars. You can download this album.
I feel like. Honestly, this could be our
Canadian dollars.
That's not true, is it?
73 euros.
It's not that far off.
I feel like
four Canadian dollars.
Okay, it's $4.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not
fine.
Not that far off.
I was gonna say something about that. Oh, I feel like this is an opportunity for us to offer an endorsement for $3. Like,
yeah.
Hey. Support an artist.
Yeah.
Allegedly Mexican artist.
I have no problem supporting independent music
from
Mexico or anywhere.
Well,
send us your stuff. We'll put it on the air. I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Just a radio show now.
I'm totally down. I mean, I've done music.
Total request live.
Like, I'm totally down with that.
Yeah. All right. I'm on board. Let's do it.
I mean, we're not really a jazz show, but it doesn't mean we can't be. Thank you for listening to Binary Jazz. If you like this episode, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can visit us online at binaryjazz.us or follow us on Twitter at @binaryjazz. Don't forget that you can ask us a question through the form on the website or on Twitter, and we'll read it aloud on the next episode of Binary Jazz.